Support for WPR comes from 4imprint, providers of promotional products for businesses, including embroidered apparel, trade show items, and logoed business gifts. More is at 4imprint.com. 4imprint, for certain. Support for WPR comes from Blue Ox Music Festival, offering bluegrass, folk, and Americana music by national and regional artists. At the Pines Music Park in Eau Claire, the last weekend of June. BlueOxMusicFestival.com.
I feel kind of embarrassed admitting this, but I've never actually made it all the way through Infinite Jest, David Foster Wallace's most famous novel. But what I do love, and have read more than once, are his essays, which have their own cult following. For instance, there's one, A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again, which is a hilarious diatribe about cruise ships. It even inspired an episode of The Simpsons called A Totally Fun Thing That Bart Will Never Do Again. In that one, Bart goes on a cruise with his family and he loves it, which is, of course, the polar opposite of David's experience. Here's the original.
I have seen a lot of really big white ships. I have seen schools of little fish with fins that glow. I have seen a toupee on a 13-year-old boy. The glowing fish like to swarm between our hull and the cement of the pier whenever we docked. I have seen the north coast of Jamaica. I have seen and smelled all 145 cats inside the Ernest Hemingway residence in Key West, Florida. I now know the difference between straight bingo and prizo and what it is when a bingo jackpot, quote, snowballs. I have seen camcorders that practically required a dolly. I've seen fluorescent luggage and fluorescent sunglasses and fluorescent pince-nez and over 20 different makes of rubber thong. I have heard steel drums and eaten conch fritters and watched women in silver lamé projectile vomit inside a glass elevator. I have pointed rhythmically at the ceiling to the 2-4 beat of the exact same disco music I hated pointing at the ceiling to in 1977.
This doesn't exactly sound like a fun experience, was it?
It was an experience where you were so relentlessly bombarded by the attentions of people whose high-paid job was to make sure you were having fun, that to say whether it was fun or not, it ends up becoming meaningless. It was fun with a capital F in ital with quotes around it, and it was kind of crazy-making. I should also add, I went on this thing by myself, and I and a very troubled man who was surgically attached to a camcorder were the only two people on this cruise who were not there as part of a couple, and I think it would have been very different for me if I'd had someone to, quote-unquote, share the experience with.
Well, give me a sense of the luxury on a cruise like this. How far does it go?
Well, this is sort of the fantasy vacation, and what it promises you is you're not going to have any problems on this. I mean, it got to, you know, you're sunning. You're sunning in a chair, but it's not a regular chair at a pool. It's a specially designed chair with a special material that absorbs your perspiration as you're perspiring so you don't get those hideous, you know, those sounds when you sweat on a plastic lounge chair and then shit. You don't get that. They're incredible. They're towels that you know, want to have personal relationships with, and they're all stacked, you know, near this towel bin, and you don't have to get the towel. A swarthy person brings the towel to you. It ends up being sort of like staying with, you know, the over-solicitous host who wants to do absolutely everything for you, and you end up in these really Abbott and Costello, you know, do you carry your own tray in the cafeteria, or do you let this guy who's 80 years old and clearly has terrible arthritis carry your tray for you? Well, you feel horribly guilty if you let him carry the tray, but if you carry your own tray, it turns out he gets in trouble for having let you carry his tray. I mean, it was a nightmare of a very particular sort.
That's David Foster Wallace talking with Steve Paulson about his essay, A Supposedly Fun Thing I'll Never Do Again, the essay that convinced many of us that we should never, ever, ever go on a cruise.